Good morning and welcome to Emmett Audio. I spent this weekend doing a variety of projects. We're entering the week when I'm doing a bunch of projects to get things squared away for the Christmas tree season and winter in general, and just generally taking care of business. I talked about it in a previous episode. So I bucked up a bunch of logs that were lying around that I'd gotten to be spoon blanks, but they'd gone a little punky for spoon blanks, but still perfectly good for burning. And then I went down the road with daughter number two and harvested a bunch of hemlock to turn into kindling. So we got that bucked up and split up, roughly quartered. It'll dry for a year and then we'll split it fine for kindling. And then yesterday the two big projects were edging the garden, so cutting back the turf all around the garden, and sort of generally weeding as well. And then adding some height to certain parts of the chicken run with some chicken fencing that we had lying around to make it less likely that the chickens pop over the fence. And I was reflecting yesterday that all these actions are the sorts of actions that add up over time to a property that is full of lovely spaces and things. You know, a garden is full of beautiful things if it's well maintained, but yet doesn't require tons of effort on my part to keep it maintained. That each one of these things needs enough effort to not become a mess, but it's not a ton of effort to keep it going. But as I was reflecting on this, when you see a property that's like that, it's lovely and has a lot going on and feels kind of effortless, what you're seeing is years of sustained effort on the part of the people who live there that you cannot quickly duplicate by just putting in a massive amount of effort. And if you do duplicate by putting in a massive amount of effort, it won't have the same organic quality of adding this and then adding that and then adding this. And certainly you can, the organic approach of adding things over time can turn into a bit of a mess if you aren't thoughtful about how to do it. And if you do certain things that lock you in bad ways to using the property in certain ways that just aren't as good, then certainly having a more holistic approach at the beginning can be helpful. But that's not really what I want to talk about. Instead, I want to talk about just the fact that good things are the result of years. I find this really encouraging. Because when I start something, whenever I start something, you're living kind of on borrowed time at first, as you have these big dreams, and it's quite natural to think down the road. But, you know, a year or two or three in, you start to feel like, okay, I've been here for a long time, and like now you're kind of in the messy middle, perhaps, where, especially if you've bitten off more than you can chew, you find yourself in a bit of a disaster, right? So if we pull back from that broader view, sort of back to a garden, classic garden thing that happens is people will have an idea of how, of the life they want to eventually have with their garden, where their garden is so big that they're producing all the food that they eat, and it's, you know, they really, you know, have this gorgeous garden, the sort of garden you'd have after 10 years. And they want to have that, they want to create that on year one. But they have no idea of the sort of massive disruption to their life that that sort of thing would require. Because a garden on year one is very different than a well-tended garden on year 10. And it's very easy to turn over more ground than you can actually maintain well. Especially if you do it by mechanical means. This is the curse of technology, is that you can do more at the beginning than you can actually maintain throughout. It's very easy in the springtime to rototill or plow way bigger of an area than you can actually use, if you have the land for that. And I've seen it time and again. I've done it myself. People's eyes are bigger than their stomach. And then come July, when the weeds are coming in fast and furious and you've got other things you want to do with your time, your garden is not playing ball. And so what often happens in year one, two, three, is that your eyes were bigger than your stomach, you bit off more than you could chew, you had big goals, and you don't have enough time or follow through to actually achieve them, and all of life's other demands that you weren't anticipating at the time have come in to bite you in the butt. And what happens by year 5, 6, 7, 8 is that either people have done that and then they've sort of gotten their act together and simplified or otherwise made it so that they don't have quite as much chaos, right? Either they, with farms, they often hire help, you know, they get to a point where they can hire someone to help, or, you know, the smartest thing to do really is to get smaller. Get small to the point that you can actually manage the situation well, because a well-managed situation is much better than a chaotic situation. And, but in terms of people's general lives, that's, things aren't often that flexible. But what you see at year 5, 6, 7, 8 is that either people have stopped doing a thing, so you won't see it as a thing anymore, or if you still see it and you're like, wow, how did they do this so effortlessly? Either they pulled in their horns and figured some stuff out, or they attuned their lives to their goals so that it's calibrated. So that, for instance, with our garden, I'm not trying to grow all the food that we eat. I'm trying to grow specific foods because I enjoy growing them. It's nice to have them fresh in the garden. It's a good it's a good use of garden space. There's lots of things I grow that I could grow that I don't, because it's not a good use of garden space and my time. And that equation is going to look different for everybody. Now, if we extrapolate this from this to people's lives, when you see someone who has a life that really looks like they've got things figured out, I guarantee you it took them 10 years to get to that point. And if you were to pull back the curtain, they wouldn't have things as figured out as you think they do. And often, in my experience, the more it appears that they are successful, the more chaos there is underneath the surface. So, it doesn't mean that they're not successful. It just means that we need to be clear-headed about how much time it takes to achieve a sense of graciousness in life. My mom told me recently that whenever something happened when she was a young mom and me and my siblings were little kids, you know, one of us would barf on the floor or something like that, she'd be cleaning it up. She had a series in her head called Gracious Living, which she, as she was doing, you know, the gross thing or the taking the dog outside to barf in the middle of the night, she'd chalk it up to, this is just another chapter in Gracious Living, which I love because it's the truth for all of us is that there are, in Gracious Living, there's plenty of barfing in the middle of the night. What I find it helpful to remind myself of is that life is a series of small steps. I was just looking back, we made a photo album, like a physical photo album with printed out photos that you put into an album for our younger daughter for her birthday this year. She's turned 10. So looking back at these first photos, it's me 10 years ago, 29. And first of all, my God, do we look young. And second of all, my God, were our lives scrappy. You know, we were looking at a couch that we got for free on Craigslist that we had to go pick up in a rainstorm and cover with a tarp, whose arms, come on dogs, let's go! Whose arms were all ripped up by the previous owner's cat, right? But it's free was what we could afford. I'm looking at the wall in the old house that we covered with a piece of foil-backed rigid foam because it was wainscoting that was so loose. The wind whipping down the meadow would just come barreling through that wall. And as you'd sit there at the table, you could feel your legs getting cold in the wintertime. So, looking back 10 years, there are some things that I can see 10 years ahead. If I'm lucky, you know, my kids will be 20 and 23. And hopefully they'll be in happy places in their lives. But so many of the details of our lives will be different than they are right now. Now, hopefully we're still living in the same house, still happily married, et cetera, et cetera. But even if all of those things are the same, I guarantee you we will look back and think, my God, look at how young we were. Look at how scrappy things were. And look at how all of these things that we now take for granted as part of the fabric of our lives, things that we've created in the last 10 years, they weren't there 10 years ago. And the way you get to a place where you can look back and say that is by taking steps day after day, year after year, of making small improvements. Sometimes a small improvement is just staying the course and continuing to do what you're doing. Sometimes small improvements is starting something new. Sometimes small improvements is building something. And sometimes it's a combination of all of those things, like with a garden, where you need to build something new and improve something and then stay the course. But it's worth reminding ourselves, particularly when we don't feel happy with where we are in life, that Rome wasn't built in a day, and that the life that we want won't happen overnight. The life that we want is something that we build in tiny, tiny little steps, day after day. And so the question for yourself is, what is the logical step that I should take today to get to that place? And it's going to differ for each of us depending on where you are. Maybe it means actually applying to go back to school. Maybe it means studying for the test that you have. Maybe it means showing up a little extra early for work, staying a little late. Maybe it means taking the first step in that business that you've always wanted to try. Maybe it means asking that person out that you're too scared to ask out. Maybe it means giving yourself a haircut so that you have the confidence to ask that person out. Maybe it means getting up out of bed so that you can give yourself the haircut tomorrow so that you can ask that person out next week. It's going to be different for each of us, but the path is the same, and that each of us is walking, and the journey is step by step.